From beach towels to tea towels, and from mugs to water bottles, the TNT Shop has it all. Browse our shop now at tntradio.live. Welcome to Lynn's Warriors, ground zero in the war to protect our children. And now, Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Let's do this. Welcome, Warriors. This is Warrior Saturday, September 2nd, 2023, on today's News Talk 24/7 Global TNT Radio. And I am Lynn Shaw, the Warrior. And today, you are all my Warriors for the next hour and beyond. Today, I want you to know what is happening in Washington, D.C. regarding child safety legislation affecting all families and children. Surrounding the escalating crimes of human slavery, online predation, big tech, real-time safety issues, accountability. I want to talk about accountability, or really the lack of responsibility and accountability. You must take action about protecting your kids, youth. It's up to you. You can no longer sit on the sidelines. I tell you this all the time because this is where we are at in the United States of America. It is 2023. You can all do something. You must. Community creates change. Thanks for listening, joining us today also. And let's just ease into this a little bit. Let's settle in, listen up, get ready to take your weekly warrior notes. You know the drill. We have so much to cover. We are coming to you live from New York City. Let's rock and roll. I want to remind everybody, TNT, free speech, 24-hour news. I mean, there's so many great shows, so many great hosts. No propaganda. Where else are you going to go? You're going to go to tntradio.live. And don't forget the episodes tab. If you've missed any of the Lynn's Warriors programs or any of other of the great programs, it's all there for you. You really have no excuse. Something I'm very passionate about, and I am very excited to be part of the TNT family, is tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm in New York, so it is also 1 a.m. London. It's also 10 a.m. Brisbane. That would be Sunday for London and Brisbane. You know what? The Save Maui Benefit Concert, hosted by TNT's very own Joseph Arthur. It will be streaming live on TNT Radio. Now, listen, this is the greatest part of this whole thing. To donate within the U.S., you can text Mahalo 53555 or visit givebutter.com/Save Maui. You can also use that link outside of the U.S. Let me repeat that. givebutter.com/Save Maui. Why this is so important is because 100% of the proceeds will go directly to the victims. These people have been through enough. And from what we understand, we are not getting much out of the media. We're getting basically zero out of the government. It is community in Lahaina, in Maui, taking care of each other. So 100% of these proceeds go directly to the victims through on-the-ground local organizations and relief efforts. So it's the Save Maui Benefit Concert, sponsored by the Global Health Project, and proudly also supported by TNT Radio. Please, everybody, tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, if you're in the New York area and also across the world, tntradio.live is the website. You know, the program may be disturbing because it's all true. Buckle up. I like to always tell you that. We don't know where we're exactly going with many of these issues, but we do know they're dark, ugly, and sometimes overwhelming, but things you need to know about. Right now, as of September 2nd, we have six pieces of bipartisan legislation sitting on the floor of our 118th Congress, waiting to go to final votes. And I want to spend time today debating and dissecting and analyzing what you need to know and how you can help get these bills passed in our Congress. It's up to us. Did you ever wonder why it is so hard? Because I'm wondering this every day, to get what should be no-brainer legislation passed in Washington, safety for children. Certainly, everyone can get on board with protecting children. So why aren't they? Joining me today is legal and media analyst Lionel. Welcome, Lionel, to Lynn's Warriors.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, when I thought to myself, I've got to now really go hard on getting you, the listener, to understand what is going on here with legislation, I thought there's nobody better than former prosecutor and trial lawyer, Lionel, longtime radio host, and one of the original podcasters. I like to say he's OG That would be Original Gangsta, everybody. A classic. And you can listen to him 7 days a week at 8 a.m. Eastern and also 7 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at Lionel Nation. Please follow him at Lionel Media on Twitter. LionelMedia.com is the website. Now, Lionel, let's go. There was a story breaking this week about Pornhub. Court rules in Pornhub's favor in finding Texas age verification law violates First Amendment. And people are saying score one for Pornhub because this federal judge ruled that the Texas law requiring pornography sites to institute age verification measures and add prominent warning labels about the alleged dangers of porn violates the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment prohibition against free speech restrictions. What do you say as a legal analyst about this?
Well, first, as I hope a constitutional scholar and somebody who respects the Constitution, first and foremost, this is a no-brainer. This is one of the easiest things for any judge to argue. I could do it. Anybody could do it. First, let's take this thing very carefully. And this is something that's rarely done in the media in terms of critical thinking. First, let us define what is the information, the data, the pictures, the depictions that you, we, everybody would consider to be subject to this. We call it child sexual abuse material, which is normally involving children. But this type of information, this type of subject matter, deals with, quote, pornography. And that rule, that word doesn't even apply anymore. But involving, let's say, sexual matters involving adults. Keep in mind this. There's a difference between depictions of children, which is in one category, and requiring an adult to sign in order to theoretically view regular, if there is such a thing, pornography. You see the difference? There's two completely different things. Child sexual abuse material, used to be called kiddie porn, is verboten. It is against the law, period. Can't have it. It can never be sanitized. It can never be, there's just no exception, because unlike a, quote, art form, it is a crime scene. It is the depiction of children involved in criminal subjugation and abuse. So that's different. You clear? I mean, let's make sure we all understand it. That's in one category. The question now is that if somebody's an adult, let's say a 50-year-old man or woman who wants to sign into or to enjoy, I guess, Pornhub or anything for that matter, that is not against the law. And by the way, anything I say that you disagree with, just stop me in mid-sentence. But it is not against the law. The notion of dirty and obscene and what is and isn't permitted, I don't even think these apply anymore. I was one of the last prosecutors who ever actually prosecuted a real pornography case, an actual adult, you should call them adult films. And it was a waste of time. I don't think anybody ever got a guilty verdict ever. And one of the problems we have is trying to define it. Let's you and I try to define. What do we mean by that? And you must be specific. What is it that actually is considered pornographic or obscene that is not subject to the First Amendment? Well, in the old days, they would try this. They would say, it is sexual information, data, let me clean this up, it's not data, depictions of a that tend to appeal to the prurient nature, prurient, P-R-U-R, prurient nature. It has no redeeming, quality. And taken as a whole, lacks literary, artistic, political, and scientific value. I still don't know what that means. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? This is plain old pornography. Try going, I want everybody listening to try to do this. I just tried now to look up the legal definition of pornography. And you know what I got when I looked up on my phone? You know what I got? Pornography. Pictures, left, right, this, two, that. It's everywhere. I'm trying to look up the legal definition of it. You know, the Miller test, the Roth Memoirs test. And I'm doing it, and on my phone, trying to find out the definition of pornography, I get pornography. So number one, I can't even tell
Now stop. Now, Lionel, stop. Knowledge. Stop for a minute, Lionel.
Please.
Stop. I have to jump in. I have to jump in for a minute. So this is what is happening to children who could innocently be looking up. You just pointed out, maybe not the word pornography, something. We know these algorithms. We have the studies. We know they're dangerous. This is where kids now, it is being directed towards them. See, this is the concern I have, many of us have, that we're not talking about adults at all, but now we're talking about the kids. And we're talking about, I mean, this is a big subject, you know, to unravel and discuss. But how are we going to? We have these studies that say pornography increases the demand for prostitution, definitely child exploitation, and more CSAM. But how? So go ahead and describe what you were going to say. But also, how are we going to, I want you to keep in mind, protect children from all of this? This is the part that gets muddled with all of this.
Not only should pornography, and we'll just use that term for purposes of this, not only should pornography kept from children, but extreme violence. I think movies that depict and glorify drug use. I can give you a list of everything that I think should be kept out of, that kids should not see, okay? And you can argue one is worse than another. Should kids be seeing domestic? How about violence? Violence between people. How about this? Let me give you an example. Let's assume I were to create a new form of, and I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but let's assume that I create a new form of entertainment where people, ostensibly heterosexuals, get involved in violent, not lovemaking, but romance. And they're slapping each other and choking each other. There's no sex. No sex involved. None. Just that. I don't think kids should be that, or should see that. How do I keep that from a kid? Do I tell a parent, now listen, I want you to sign in to your Netflix, which you may do anyway, but I want you to sign in with an ID because a kid might see that. And if you're going to be viewing movies that depict and glorify drug use, I want you to sign in for that as well, because I don't want kids to be able to see that. And violence, I don't want them to see that. There used to be these things called crush videos, where people would actually do terrible harm to puppies and dogs. I know that's very strange, but I want you to sign in if you want to see that as well. Pretty soon, somebody might say, excuse me, why am I signing into this? I'm an adult. This is my machine. If kids can see this, let the parents determine this. Why are you limiting my ability? Why do I have to tell everybody what I'm looking at? Why do I have to tell the government? Oh, I have an argument against this, but this is their point of view. This is your kids. I don't have kids. I elected not to have kids, let's say theoretically. I don't want them to see this either. But this is not my problem. Parents should not allow their kids to drink, smoke cigarettes, have sex early, see violent films involved in some violent behavior, strange religions, all this other kind of stuff. I agree. But that's not my role. That's your role. That's the parents' role, not mine. Now, that's one argument. The second argument is that what we are talking about, these folks limiting, so to speak, is legal. It's legal. Now, here's the irony. If I went to these same courts and I said, listen, I want to make sure that we not only prevent this, but I want to make impossible to be seen or heard or viewed anything that depicts or suggests that Donald Trump had his election stolen. A lot of people say, yes, oh, you're right. You're right, that should be banned. And anything that is racist, transphobic, yes, oh, we agree. See, they don't, it's not that they're against it's not that they're against censorship. It's what kind of censorship. I guarantee you, if you want to get censored immediately, start you know, railing against vaccines and talk about ivermectin, say that that Donald Trump had the election stolen, talk about 9/11 conspiracies and nobody landed on the moon, whatever you want. I guarantee you, courts and the Department of Justice and ACLU would have no problem whatsoever with that being banned. So don't give me this nonsense that they're First Amendment purists. That's nonsense. That is absolutely nonsense. There are people who were
saying. Now, Lionel, hold that thought. Yes, Lionel, please indeed. Hold that thought, because we have to take a station break. And I want to ask you, I want to give you something to think about. This Texas law, I want to finish with when we come back. In addition, it wanted pornography sites to display a Texas Health and Human Services warning. Specified to read, this is dangerous and increases prostitution and child exploitation. And they also wanted all the sites to display a national toll-free number for people with mental health disorders. So when we return, I want to know your thoughts on this, because there are other states also, it's in the works, trying to do this. So think about all of this. This is today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Steve Hook.
A 12-year-old boy, he was kicked out of a school for wearing a backpack. And on the backpack, he had a patch of the Gadsden flag. The Gadsden flag is the famous yellow flag with the coiled up snake that says, "Don't tread on me." Fortunately, mom got there in ample time to film the discussion with the school administrator. And she and her son were promptly told that that flag has its origins in slavery. Now, this is absurd on a whole number of reasons, but mainly because it has not a damn thing to do with slavery. It is a Revolutionary War patch that was basically the 13 colonies' original GFY, you know, fudge yourself to Britain. The question is, why would a school be so utterly ignorant of the origins of the Gadsden flag? I'll tell you why. Because they have been propagandized to, they have been brainwashed, and they have bought into the fact that anyone that waves the Gadsden flag or wears a t-shirt with that image on it is a racist. Not because they are a racist, but because liberals and progressives believe they are racist.
Steve Hook on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Radio works because of its ability to personalize to the listener.
What's exciting these days is that people are rediscovering it. You know, people are really rediscovering just how powerful radio is, how ubiquitous it is. It's in our cars, it's in our homes. There are so many new ways to access it. It's everywhere.
To find out more, go to tntradio.live. This is Lynn's Warriors with Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Lionel, we were talking about this Texas law that was supposed to go through yesterday, September 1st. However, did not go through now. This was put in place by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He signed this House Bill 1181 June 12th. Now it's been reversed. But I wanted your thoughts on, because I do know that other states are following suit and they will very shortly be trying to do the same exact thing that the state of Texas is doing. What do you think about these warning signs, though, on these pornography sites? Or do you just think this is just a lot of talk, a lot of noise, doesn't matter, people are going to find their porn, kids are going to find their porn and ways around things? What are your thoughts on warning labels about all of this?
Well, first of all, let's start with this very, very carefully. Let me ask you, do you think a warning label on anything is constitutionally prohibited? Now, what would be the objections? I see warnings on everything. Everything. From drinking, cigarettes, which is fine. Name it, warnings, caution, turn it this way, don't use this under the influence, blah, 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 this contains sharp objects, be careful. What is a warning going to say? Watching this will make you crazy. Watching this, whatever this is, encourages violation of human rights. What would it say? Be careful. This could hurt you. This could harm you. What would the warning say? I'm asking you.
Well, they want the national Yeah, go ahead. They want the national toll-free number for people with mental health disorders. You know, look, you go ahead. I think this is just a lot of noise. None of this is going to stop people from looking at this.
Work through this. You're going to watch this. Whatever you're going to watch. And all of a sudden, there's this thing that says, if you have a mental health disorder, or if you have trigger warnings, or don't watch, call this number. Or if you're prone to harming or self-harm,
yes.
Okay, fine, whatever. Now, here's the practical problem. If you don't like a particular state, just use a VPN and claim you're tuning in from Barbados. I mean, this is, for all practical purposes, it's moot. Okay, where is the internet? Let's go back to this one. Where is it? Okay, you're in Texas. Am I in Texas? I'm in Texas, but where is this? What happens if I am, let's say, in Texas? Now, follow me through this. I'm in Texas, and whatever the adjoining state is, I don't know, Arkansas, I'm on the border, and I'm looking at an X-rated a drive-in theater with a telescope. Now, that's crazy, but the thing is, okay, I'm in Texas, but the picture is in Arkansas or wherever it is. Where is the internet? Where is it? This happened years ago jurisdictionally when they were talking about gambling sites. Where's the gambling? Who's gambling? I'm in New Jersey, but this is in the Caribbean. So then we get the jurisdictional thing. Okay, but let's put that aside. So you tune into is it just Pornhub? Is there others? Is it merely, what about a site that just provides free stuff? Or just, is it commercial sites only? Is that it? How are they going to do this? I don't know what the warning is going to say. Again, if this were, to be honest with you, if this were a political matter, nobody would have any problem with this. The question that we have is there a First Amendment right to watch this stuff if you are an adult, number one? Number two, do you have a right to have it unfettered and not weighed down by proving who you are? And listen, there are people, if you want to buy a firearm, I'm not trying to compare firearms with pornography, but you have to show an ID, it's a waiting period. If you wanted to buy over-the-counter ephedrine, you had to sign things. We're used to this. Is it really that big of a deal? Or is the main argument that it's a waste of time? Look, you know it, and I know it. Big tech, they own everything. Big tech is probably, this is the propaganda arm of the deep state and the shadow government and the invisible government. They own everything, whether it's Facebook, so they have a lobbying. You know this is what that's about. They don't want, they're like the NRA used to be. The NRA used to fight for any law, anything, cop killer bullets, black talon, dum-dums, hollow points, bump stocks, anything you even suggested, they'd be all over you. Not so much anymore. But that's what big tech is doing. Section 230, others as well. They're claiming that
Please, I want to get into Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, because, you know, that is what big tech right now and a lot of these, you know, groups, these tech groups, Silicon Valley, whatever you want to call them, that is what they are hiding behind right now. You know, saying we're acting as a billboard. Do you think, let's talk about Section 230, and also, it's almost 2024. What are your thoughts on updating Section 230 to accommodate everything, this genie out of the bottle, everything that's happening online, especially with children, and as we face this very uncertain future with artificial intelligence?
Okay, first, we have not even solved the initial question regarding Pornhub. Number two, a lot of people have been benefited by Section 230. Let's assume you have a plain old a website or something on African violet cultivating. And for some reason or another, some racist, sick group of people get a hold of your comment section, and most people don't read comments. But lo and behold, on your seemingly innocuous site, there's racist and there's threats and there's libel and there's pictures of vivisection, and they want to sue you. And you say, wait a minute, I didn't do this. I'm not an endorser. I'm not a publisher. This is my site. They did this. Then Section 230 would actually help you. And I'm sure it has helped people in the past. The point that I find interesting is that these folks, these individuals who are into AI and AGI, who cannot seem to track down anything pornographic, especially when, and you know this better than anyone, especially when parents write Twitter and other companies and say, you have a picture of my son or daughter in a very compromising position or very embarrassing sexual position through sextortion or some type of extortion. We want you to take that down. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Now, come on, I'm pointing that out. So they want to have it both ways. But going back to the original question, how is it that we're supposed to monitor this? What exactly, how do we fit this, incorporate this thing into our world when, I know I've said this before, the law lags behind technology? Because it is the strangest thing. But like I was going to say, if this were something that were racist, transphobic, something that dared to besmirch, I don't know, illegal aliens, or pro-Trump or anti-vaccine, I promise you, you would be found out, you would be booted, you would be shadow banned,
yes,
because, or banned rather, because what you're saying was disinformation, misinformation, hate speech, rampant, unwanted, uninvited, psychologically damaging pornography. That's okay. That they have no, they're stupid.
Yeah.
They look at you like, I don't know what to do. We have no, you mean to tell me there's no filters for this? You can't tell when there is a child versus what? And they always claim, no, because it's very easy.
Exactly.
It's very easy for people to actually put up harmless information. By the way, this is what they will say, that whenever you have something that is definitionally vague, good stuff, actually beneficial things, will be flagged. Let me give you an example. Years ago, there was something which said they tried this, not even on the internet, but before, and it was a provision. And the FCC tried to do this involving a nudity on TV, and there was a commercial that basically, it was later at night, but it was a woman showing people how to, or women, how to do a breast self-examination. And it wasn't tawdry at all. You didn't see anything. She was just basically pointing to various aspects of the breasts, what you should be looking for. And this was flagged. And they're saying, this goes to show you the imprecision of this. I'll give you another example. There was a case where they wanted to, and this is really hard. What if I were to, instead of posting pictures that you might find sexually problematic for children or even adults, what if I were to describe it in prose, even though nobody reads? What if I were to describe it? What if I were to basically take Nabokov on steroids? Well, here's what happened years ago. There was a woman who decided, or who said, that people who are able to discuss their own victimization and their own criminal trespassing when they were children, this actually is beneficial to them. They were flagged, according to the law, by in essence promoting child pornography, when what they were doing was they were describing their own victimization. So the filtering couldn't tell a person who was talking about what happened versus somebody who's talking about something that didn't happen but is fantasy. What are we going to do next about deepfakes?
Right.
What if somebody says, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'll make it very easy. I have right now, because of AI and AGI, I have a system. I don't have to hire anybody. I don't have any kids. I don't have parents on my back. It is me and my computer. There is not, no animal was hurt, that terrible little warning, but no child. There are no humans in this, none. And as you know, hentai and all of these other forms of Japanese pornography are in some respects considered just as erotic by some teenagers as others. Anyway, what are we going to do when eventually there is no human at all? Is that going to make any difference at all? Difference. Are you going to say you can't even show depictions of this? And I promise you, there are people who are going to say, you know what? The quality of this is better. The style is better. It will have a certain cachet. Who knows? People might feel less morally bothered by right. this. I've been talking about this one for years. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do when people go into stores and buy basically mechanized robotic infants that are so realistic, so incredibly programmed by virtue of AI, that it's identical, looks identical to an infant? You're going to tell them you can't buy a machine? This is whack-a-mole. Whenever this you think you've got one particular answer to one particular situation taken care of, another one comes up. I don't know what the answer to this is. But in the meantime, if there is a parent listening, the parent better sit down with their kids and say, let me explain this to you. We're not going to be able to make your world safe through legislation and advocacy. I'm going to tell you what you've got to look out for. And that's very difficult for many parents to do. I recognize this. But there may be no answer to this because of not only the First Amendment, but the imprecision and the inability to even define what it is we're trying to stop. Warning signs.
Well,
call somebody. Does that help anybody?
That's why, Lionel, we have to.
I mean, it hurt.
Well, it couldn't hurt, but as you rightfully also pointed out, it couldn't hurt. But that is why we are always stressing, you know, it begins at home or it begins in the community. Because
absolutely,
there is really no, there it really is. You have to take care of your own circle, you know, and have your family partnership. It sounds quite quaint or old-fashioned, but that's what it's come down to. And just this week, Instagram was flooded in these AI, their words, not mine, sex workers. These ads were running nonstop all over Instagram that kids see, because that's one of the top platforms that children use besides YouTube and TikTok and Snapchat. And so they were seeing all of these images of these artificial intelligence ads for sex workers. So I don't know how we're going to, you know, stop this. I don't know how we're going to stop this runaway train, but, you know, you mentioned about, I don't know, and we have to get into this a little bit. You know, it's always open season on kids. You mentioned if it was about racism, if it was about Donald Trump, if it was about, I don't know, white supremacy, you get shut down in a second. These are our precious children, and nobody seems to care. And that goes for Republicans, that goes for Democrats. Nobody. I mean, there was a tiny bit of good news this week, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, that Google just rolled out. It's called the Safe Search feature that is blurring explicit imagery, violent or sexual photos by default. And they announced, after a lot of pressure from a lot of different groups, including the Warriors, that they would do something to clean up their platform. And they finally came forth with this filter just the other day. And they say they want to protect kids and families. It is set by default. But again, we know everybody can go around these things, right?
Oh, that doesn't.
It's not like, how do we control it? Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I think is problematic. Let's be very, very blunt here. And this is what I would do. And thank God I never, and most people of our age group never had to deal with this. But here's what I would do now. And I promise you I would do this. Especially if I had, a boy or girl, or even a they. I would sit down and say, let me explain something to you. You don't know what's going on. You're going to be on, you're going to be doing what most kids do when they experiment. But there's a lot of kids out there who are watching this rough and violent, rough sex stuff, and they think that somehow part of the lovemaking experience is choking and slapping and asphyxiation and pain and harm and threat. And a lot of kids who don't know better, this might be their indoctrination, their introduction. They might think, this is the way I'm supposed to do it. Kids are, girls are going into emergency rooms. I'm not even going to tell you what happens. So the first thing we have to tell kids is they look at you and you say, I know what I'm talking about, and you diffuse it. I'm not telling you any of this is bad. I'm telling you this is wrong. There's something about telling somebody, I'm not trying to tell you that sex is bad or naked is bad or nudity is bad. I'm not telling you. It's wrong. This is not what happens. This is not it. Just as minstrel shows are not popular, you can say, this is not the way people make love or have sex. This isn't it. That's number one. The same way we're supposed to talk about. I remember I'm sure you do too, in the 80s, when AIDS came about, you had to explain to kids, well, how do you get AIDS? And parents say, oh, I can't explain that. You better. They're going to die. You mean to tell me you have a problem with anal sex or buggery or whatever you want to call it? And you would risk your kid dying because you've got a problem with that to explain it? We've got to sit down and explain to kids. And to sit there and say, let me tell you what's going on here. You're going to be playing a game. And all of a sudden, you're going to think you're talking to a kid. And you're not. And they're going to lure you. And they're going to tell you, you never, ever, ever take a picture of yourself. And if you come to me and you tell me, look what they did, Mom, Dad, look, I won't yell at you. I'll congratulate you. Because right. Once that picture goes up, and you have to tell them. So your child might be sitting there, and lo and behold, playing game of death or whatever the hell they play, when all of a sudden, there's this thing. Hey, show me yours, I'll show you mine. You say, wait a minute, that's what the old man was talking about. And if he comes to you and says, Dad, Mom, is this what you were talking about? Yes. And that means you've got to promise not to yell at them. You've got to say, way to go, Biff. Way to go, Megan. That's exactly what that is. Good for
yes,
you.
Yes, I agree.
That's what it is. That's it.
Open and honest communication. I mean, the kids are seeing things anyway. The information may as well come, the correct facts and truths. Lionel, please hold the line. We're going to take a station headline. And when we come back, I want to go over with you right now, 6 bipartisan bills sitting in Congress at that final point. We can't get them on the schedule to that final vote. They have come up through the chain, all the different steps it takes. I want your thoughts on why there is such a stalling on these somewhat just simple bills with a couple of safety measures that Congress will not pass. This is today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
I wrote a book 3 years ago, and if you haven't picked it up, you should. It's called The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. And we are seeing just examples right out of that book. First of all, we have these people with the WEF that are talking about climate lockdowns and how COVID set the stage to condition people to them. And there are 2 chapters in that book, and it was written in April of 2020, predicting that was going to happen. In the meantime, the weaponization of weather in the phony climate war continues. Leading the way, of course, is Joe Biden. And he is claiming that because of all the warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, climate change is enhancing hurricanes. Apparently, he is blissfully unaware. And any hurricane fanatic knows what's coming up. September 4, 1933. 2 major hurricanes hit the United States within 18 hours of each other. Not only that, but they didn't develop in the backyard. They came all the way across the Atlantic, which meant they had much more what we call kinetic energy. They were bigger storms. They took up a longer period of time. These little systems that spin up, they're little in size, they're strong at the center, are all occurring during the phase of the Madden-Julian Oscillation favorable for it. Every single one of them. You know, Harvey, Ida, all the storms in the around 2020, Ian, every single one of them, Michael. And yet we have this particular person saying these things constantly. And I called it plumbing the depths of dumb, because that's what they're doing. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize it. Now, let me get a little bit serious here, because we have Typhoon Haku. And even though the other one missed and went to Hong Kong, Typhoon Haku is coming right at Taiwan. And it is a major typhoon, so they're going to get hit right on the noggin this weekend. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you've got.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
There is a war on for your children. Children are under attack at every level and on every front, from the government, big tech, education, medical, Hollywood, and society. This is Lynn's Warriors with Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
We're talking with constitutional lawyer Lionel about why, in this 118th Congress, we can't get six bipartisan bills that we've been working on, groups, organizations, nonprofits together, coalitions, for the past 4 years. There is such a normalization of the sexualization of our children. We have all the studies. We have all the escalation happening in the United States, also around the globe. We're focused on the United States. And I want to know, what is the responsibility of big tech? What is the responsibility of Congress? Responsibility of parents and caregivers? Lionel, let's talk about something that we've been working on for a couple of years now, the Earn It Act, which gives victims of child sexual abuse material, CSAM, the right to sue digital platforms that circulate the criminal content and a chance to restore their privacy. Why is it so tough to even get this Earn It Act over this finish line? What do you think?
Because the politicians were paid off by big tech and nobody is begging for it. Nobody knows about it. And they're going to basically get away with saying, I sponsored it, my name's on the bill, but, you know, we have a lot of other pressing things to do. And nobody's, the bottom line is nobody from the real world is asking that something be done about it. Nobody knows about that. Nobody, by the way, a little perspective. You know that I was doing some research recently on Lyndon Johnson, and Lyndon Johnson pointed out something that between 1937 and 1964, there was absolutely, virtually no any kind of legislation regarding civil rights or anything that benefited the races or poor folks. Not at all, because the South and the Midwest politicians basically agreed to this log jam where they just killed any kind of bill deliberately, not because of big tech, but because of, I guess, different times. So it's been done before. And there is nobody right now, there's no great leadership. You don't have Mitch McConnell, if he's not best as hard, he's staring off into Never Never Land. Kevin McCarthy, who is so worthless right now, he can't even decide whether he wants to impeach Biden. Can you believe that? And you're asking me, rhetorically, and it's a good question, why isn't there any action? Look at these people. What are they doing? How come Jim Jordan, how come not nothing is done about anything?
I know, but, you know, we are still going to talk about it. We are still going to let the public know about it. We are still going to push this. But this is something that nobody is addressing. And the Earn It Act, for instance, 4 years in the making, is co-sponsored by Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut and Senator Lindsey Graham. But now I feel like they were making a lot of noise about it, and now not a peep from them. And now we also have Project Safe Childhood Act, Lionel. This modernizes the Department of Justice, their Project Safe Childhood program, to enhance law enforcement's response to address online child sexual exploitation. Another bill seems like a no-brainer. DOJ, what do you think?
I'm sorry, you said DOJ, DOJ. The DOJ that does nothing about Hunter Biden, the DOJ, and Merrick Garland, that basically wanted to imprison parents who dared to speak up at school boards, that DOJ, that FBI, that group, you're telling me they're not doing anything? You mean to tell me that their priorities are misdirected? Oh my God. Pshaw.
Exactly what I'm, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Lionel. Exactly. Okay, now let's get into something called the Report Act. It improves. This is a very important one. The National Center on Missing and Exploiting Children, the cyber tip line, through required reporting of child sex trafficking and enticement, and extends the retention period to hold reported material to provide more time for law enforcement to conduct investigations. Now, the cyber tip line, I want to point out, is your one stop after you call local authorities, 911, if somebody is coming after your child online, if your child has sent a nude image, sextortion, whatever's going on. After 911, cybertipline.org is the resource in Washington. Now, this Report Act seems very reasonable to me. Why do you think this one is also falling by the wayside?
You've got me, because that one, if I was an unscrupulous politician, I would say, listen, let's just pass this thing. We'll make it look like we've done something. We turn it over to law enforcement, and they have to do it. end up doing nothing because they don't have time and they don't have the wherewithal. So at least we did our part. Let's go ahead and pass that. Let me ask you a better one. Name one thing. Forget of what they haven't done. Tell me one thing that Congress has done to help children or predation. Let me explain something very, very quickly, and this is important. You know, somebody listening might say, what are these people always talking about this kid stuff for? What is this? This persnickety stuff? I mean, how bad is it? Oh, for God's sake, enough with the kids. This is the biggest form of, aside from the fact that it's dehumanizing and human rights violation, this is the biggest criminal cartel there is. Let me be brutal about something. I want people to understand. If I want to go ahead and I want to import drugs, I've got to go to Colombia, go to Bolivia, wherever it is. I got to harvest this stuff. I got to pay people off, and I got to drag these leaves, and then I got to go to this jungle canopy with big vats of kerosene and turpentine and break it down. It's a pain in the neck, and I got to pay all. It's expensive, and then I make a brick of the stuff, and I got to put it on a plane and fly it over here and risk life in prison. And once I sell it, I got to go back to the jungle, well, granted it's a lot of money, and start all over again. Now, if I have a kid, this is like a chop shop. This is like, I hate the comparison, but this is like being a butcher with pork. There is not, I think the only thing of the hoof is not used. Skin, ears, this, that, intestines. It's like a chop shop for humanity. Not only are children used and destroyed and worn out, literally, actually, mentally, physically, then we may have perhaps pictures of them. And may, if I can have a child and I can do something, if I can entice a child to actually go into to actual trafficking where they are abused and are being done so right now, because people don't want to think about this. You know how much mileage I can get out of a kid a day? Until the child just dies, and then, and this is when you tell people this, they think you're out of your mind. Then they're talking about there's organ harvesting. Do you recall being in Washington, D.C., where we happened to be one time, and we met a fellow from a South American police force or something, and he said that they were finding kids who were basically gutted, and basically gutted, eviscerated. I mean, it looked like somebody basically took everything out. And they thought, okay, maybe this is some kind of weird jungle voodoo. Until somebody said, no, look. The organs were surgically detached, surgically removed, surgically excised, right, surgically transplanted. This was organ transplant. This is going on now. And Marsha McLuhan said that little lies are very hard to keep quiet. But big lies and big things are easy because of our incredulity. The thing that keeps this going is the fact that adults want to hear about it. When I hear somebody talk about this stupid Hunter Biden case, up, down, everything there is, and they talk about it to the point of it's like, why are you wasting your time with something that's not going to happen? Let's talk about what they're doing to children. And by the way, remember, children don't remain children. If they're not killed, they turn into adults. And if you think this society screwed up, wait till these kids become adults later on. And I think one of the reasons why people have a hard time with this is that they can't get their heads around this. They don't want to think about it. It's icky. It's awful.
Well, they better.
Nobody wants to see you coming with, oh, God, what's she going to bring up now? What other horror story is she going to bring? And I've seen it, and I know this. I've never seen anything like it. When it comes to drug abuse or crime, serial killing, no problem, because we love true crime. But when it comes to kids in this country, for some reason, that's too icky. That doesn't happen here. Not in my backyard, NIMBY. That's someplace else. And that's the biggest problem that's facing us right now, is that attitude.
Yes. The attitude of not being realistic about what is going on in, I might add, every city, town, rural area across America.
Yep.
And also, people,
yep,
I want the listener to understand that it is happening online. So everything you described, yes, but also they have to understand the definition of trafficking is a nude image online traveling somewhere. That is the definition. People don't understand that either, of human trafficking. What I like to say is human slavery, because people are enslaved today. But we also have the Stop CSAM Act, which is expanding civil remedies for victims of online sexual exploitation and requires removal of related exploitive visual depictions.
Now,
we're having a hard time with that one. And
that's what I'm saying.
I don't understand, Lionel. Report Act. Go ahead. Report Act and Stop CSAM are just kind of like easy ones to like pass, and we've got something.
Let me throw this one in. Speaking of AI and AGI, let's say somebody gets a picture of your kid, your daughter. Somebody calls up your kid's phone, and they may answer. Most people don't answer, but they get 1 to 2 to 3 seconds of your child on the phone, or any child for that matter, and goes online and takes a picture that you have provided as a dutiful parent with a million shots of your child in the backyard and in the pool and doing all this other stuff. Now I go into deepfake, and I put together the most horrible pornographic film that looks identical to actual human behavior with your kid's picture on it. What are you going to do about that? It's not your kid. Looks like your kid. Sounds like your kid, but it's not your kid. Is that what? Libel? Is that, what is that? A depiction? It's not real. And you can put a big, and they'll say, here, you want a warning? Here's a warning. No actresses or actors under the age of 18. No humans were involved in this. There you go. That's our ticket. You're going to like that one? People are, and then they're going to say, you know what? Maybe we should have paid attention to this. Right. Well, it's too late. You weren't paying attention because you thought this was icky. You'll talk about climate change till the cows come home. And by the way, this is me gratuitously, most conservative talk that I've seen is unlistenable. It is the same five subjects rehashed, recalibrated, repackaged, and regurgitated over and over and over, and it's nothing. The conservative right, whatever that movement is called that supposedly is the counterbalance to the left, is pathetic because the left gets stuff done, and the left will organize voters. They'll go door to door. They never forget, and they're vicious. And even though this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, one of Donald Trump's biggest problems is that he never went for the throat, and Republicans don't go for the throat. When it comes to children, their own political futures, nothing. So while this sounds terrific, and what we're saying is great and brilliant, the people who supposedly, who you would think would support us, they don't want to be involved in this because they want to talk about stuff that's just, I don't know, the usual, Tucker Carlson, or maybe they want to talk about, who knows? I go down the list, and I look at what Drudge and Breitbart and others think are critical. I mean, really important. They can't even get the Russian-Ukraine.
Well, this is the Lionel. This is what is critical. Earn It Act, Project Safe Childhood Act, Report Act, Stop CSAM Act, Kids Online Safety Act, the Shield Act. You can write to House.gov, Senate.gov, and urge your elected representatives. These six pieces of bipartisan legislation must be passed. Lionel, we have to leave it right here.
Indeed.
Thank you for joining us today. LionelMedia.com is the website. We will talk again soon because these are ongoing issues. Thank you.
My pleasure.
LynnsWarriors.org is the website. Please sign up for the newsletter. Scroll down. It says e-newsletter. Very easy. YouTube. Every platform we are on, but our biggest platform is right here on TNT. You just heard Lionel. We have six bipartisan bills. We are having a problem. While everybody's focused on every other thing, nobody is really focused. That is the truth, the brutal truth, on the children. And Lionel described it perfectly. We have Department of Justice. They're not interested at all. Law enforcement, they're being defunded, quitting in huge numbers across the country. So this is the bottom of the barrel for them. They're not working on any of these issues. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the money. So it is up to each and every one of us. So what are we going to do? We've got to talk about the issues. We've got to talk about it's happening. The digital world is not going away. It's here to stay. I don't want it to go away, but we have to be safe. We have to raise awareness. So again, remember, you have a voice. House.gov, Senate.gov, write to your elected officials. But the most important thing you can do, talk to your kids. Open and honest communication. There are so many resources, but you have to know where to go. You have to know what the truths are, the facts are. Because right now, our 118th Congress, returning everybody from their summer break, first half of the year, they got nothing done for family and children. And I dare say, and I don't like to say it, they will keep stalling this. So remember, social media, as I put that in quotes, is dangerous. TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, talk to your kids, because they're all on these platforms, but we have to be safe. Communicate with each other. Nobody is saving us. Thanks for listening. Write to us at TNT Radio Live. We are here for you. Thank you for always tuning in. And for Alex, our engineer on the board, for keeping all running smoothly, Ruckus, our producer, and our entire TNT family for giving us this platform to share critical and crucial information with you every week. Remember, today and every day, we can and must do something. Don't forget, Save Maui concert tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here. TNTradio.live is the website. Community creates change today and every day. Remember, educate, engage, empower. First yourselves and then your children. We can do it because we are warriors.